Before we go weiter, just two nekudas that we touched on yesterday that I found. One, yesterday I asked Akasha what the chiddush is that a shar shtaris could be b'chol lashon. Yesterday, the Gemara says that I was thought only a get could be in any language. The Gemara says kamash v'lo, and that shar shtaris could be in any lashon. So I was wondering yesterday, what is the chiddush that shar shtaris could be in any lashon? And really, half jokingly, I mentioned an Abdi Meluim. I saw that in the Brichas Avraham, Yitaka brings this. He brings from the Bir Halacha in Siman Samach Beis, where it says that Kriya Shema could be said b'chol lashon. The Mishnah says that Kriya Shema you could say in any language. How do you define language? So the Bir Halacha brings this chiddush that a language is only a language if it's spoken by people in that makom. In that city, I guess, or I don't know how far it would go, but it has to be spoken in that city by the people in that city. If it's a language which you know, if it's a real language, but it's not a language that's spoken by people in your area, that's not called a lashon, and that's not good enough. It's a very big chiddush, because it's still a language, but he says the language has to be spoken. And what he wants to say is that the chiddush of our Gemara is that shar shtaris lechtavim b'chol lashon, that if two people get together and make a shtar, that it's kosher, despite the fact that it might be a language that's not a language that's nicker, doesn't have a din language. In halacha, it's not defined as a language, because in this area no one speaks it. But in Maimonides, if two people get together and they have an agreement, even if they write in a language that nobody understands, that still gets a din of a shtar. Yeah, it would seem it doesn't matter if it's primary or second or a second language. Most countries in the world have numerous languages. America is one of the few countries where the Medina itself has one language, English. But there are many countries that have no
language.
I would imagine Spanish in New York is would be considered a language even though it's right off
and
maybe Chinese also.
So
right. Yeah, but if you speak Chinese in Eretz Yisrael, it's probably not a language.
I mean, very few.
So there are all languages. Any language that's spoken is a language. Language is not spoken. So it's a very big chiddush. We had this talk in Kedushin where I think it was the Avni Malu who said this Lagabe Hariyat Mekudeshesli. That Hariyat Mekudeshesli B'Tabazu, the Avni Malu said, if you say it in a language which the Chasm understands, the Kala understands, the Edom understands, but it's not a language that's spoken in that place, the Avni Malu's chiddush was that it's not good.
What?
So that was the whole Avni Malum's chiddush, because Avni Malum, who says you need Krishma, you need Amir of Krishna. But by Kedushin, I would think you don't need Amir of Kedushin. Right? Didn't you need Amir? You just have to be Megali Adas. I understand. So that was the right from Avni Malum. Avni Malum seems to hold that it's a din Amira that you have to have. If you're doing Kedushin Amira, it has to be a good Amira. The truth is, Taka, according to what Rebbe Avraham is learning, it will come out from our Gemara that Gittin could be in any language. And that's not true, because the Gemara says, Mao de Taima be Gittin, Avaloi Bishar Shtaris. So if Shar Shtaris was saying any language is good, then it's Masham Agamara Gittin is also good in any language in the world. And according to Avni Lum, it's not true.
You couldn't learn
in China, you could learn it in Chinese.
But in China, you can't read it from an article, is it?
In China, does our school have Chinese?
No, we have English.
If you have an English in China, if English is not typically spoken in China, then you wouldn't be Eitzen. That's the Bir Halacha's Chiddush. A language is only a language because of Haskamas B'nai Medina. Lashon Kodesh is always a language. It's bad from a language. Everything else is only a language because people are masking it's a language, and otherwise not yet. A second akuda that I saw has to do also a tremendous chiddush. We had yesterday that a shtar parsoi, a shtar that's written in Persian, is kosher. The Gemara said, "Aye, it has to be written on a good cloth. It was written in a good cloth. Aye, it has to be chayzin yashar shtar. It's chayzin yashar shtar. If it's written in Persian, it's good." Rashi said, when the Gemara said Chasimu alav Sadi Yisrael, that Jewish witness assigned, Rashi said Yisrael asahu, and the Yid wrote the shtar. That only was signed by Yidin, but Yidin wrote the shtar. So we had the kasha yesterday, the Rishash kasha, that who cares if Yidin wrote the shtar, even if Goyim wrote the shtar. By a get that has to be written lishma, you need a Yid to write it. But mamonis dikashtaris, you need a yid to write? What kind of business is that? Never heard of such a thing. So why does Rashi say Yisrael asu? That's the kasha that I don't remember if I mentioned it yesterday, but it's the Rishash's kasha on Rashi. Why does Rashi say the yidn wrote it? So Chaim Shmulevitz, Nishari Chaim, says to look at the Nesivis, the Simin Reish Mem Dalitz of Cotton Gimel, and the Nesivis Taka says, the Chiddush Atzum. The Siva says, just like by a get, you need the Baal should be the Mishaleach of the Sefer. The Baal should, that says the Shliach should be the Sefer of the Baal. Because Vikosav law, you need Vikosav that the husband should write it. So the Sefer writes it. The Sefer has to be a Shliach of the husband. So if the Siva is the same thing, by a Shtar Matana, if you write a Shtar, that's Machayiv you. We learn the Kaya Hashtar, we learn from the Kosav B'Sefer V'Chosam, a similar lashon of the Pasik, the Kosav B'Sefer. So to deceive us, only the Machayev can write the Shtar, or his Shliach. You need Shlichus to write a Shtar that's Machayev you a Matana, that creates any type of Shibud. You have to make a person a Shliach to write the Shtar. That's what Nesivis says. Now, that means that if you go into the store and you buy a pre-printed contract and you sign it, you have to kosher yid and sign it, according to the Nesivis, that's not a shtar kinyan. A shtar kinyan has to be written with the shlichus of the mechayim. Chiddush Atzum. And Reb Chaim says, that's pshat and Rashi. Reb Chaim Shlomo says, that's why Rashi says, Yisrael asol, because a yid has to make it to create shibudim. So as to see this, I thought there's got to be something. It sounds like a chiddush atzum. Glad that he brings a raya from Tosis. Now, if you he brings a raya from Tosis there, by Shtar Chasma. See what? Because we learn shlichus on atem gam atem. We'll learn that a guy is the thing is to get to him personally that he has shlichus, but he's just hiring a cipher to write it. It's not to get him. He's just hiring a cipher to write it. So I think Reb Chaim Techensu that Reb Chaim Briska in the Grach al Harambam argues with the Nesivis. He says, it's a davar pashut. I think it's not say halacha lemaisa, not like Nesivis. But he says, a davar pashut that shtarei mamon do not need shlichus. You find a shtar in the garbage, you could use it. You find a shtar in the store, a pre-printed shtar, you could use it. It brings a very nice raya. We said in the beginning of the Masechta that according to Rebbeya, Eide Chasima Karti, that according to Rebbeya, you only need lishma in the signature. And we said that according to Rameya, what's a get ba'ashva, if you found a get that had the right name, and you found it in the garbage can, so there's nothing wrong. A person could use it. It just gets people to sign it. And it gets kosher eidim to sign it. And the get itself can even come from the garbage. So So think for a minute. A get, like Remeya, could come, the ksiva could be shaloi lishma, so the ksiva doesn't need shlichus. Right? Doesn't need lishma. So shlichus, Remeya says, a get certainly doesn't need. You can take it out of the garbage. If so, shar shtar is shtar imamin, it should certainly be. Shtar imamin certainly don't need lishma. So it should also be kosher if you take it out of the garbage. It should be no difference. The only thing to get in shtar imamin is lishma. A get needs lishma, but it doesn't. Otherwise, if you hold that you can take it from the garbage. So why shouldn't it be the same thing with shtarei mamin, according to everybody? So I'm happy to see that he says that the sivis is a chiddush, because I think it's a chiddush. I don't remember ever hearing such a thing. That shtarei mamin is shlichus to write a shtar business between two people. Shtarei raya, nobody holds the shlichus. The sivis says shtarei kinyan needs shlichus. It just sounds like too much of a chiddush. Okay, so those are the two kudis from yesterday that I found. Let's see the Gemara back here. Amar Avida, Abaliyah Meibar, Hochi Amar Mareva, Vishveda Radini. The end of the skinny lines. Hani Betray, the Adi Gita Kamayu, Tzorechi, Tzrichi Lemikrai. If you two people give you a get, in front of them, they have to read the get to know the Eidim have to know v'shteit and get. We learned yesterday the Riz Chiddush and Taisvis that you don't have to read it beforehand. Even if you read it after, it's also good. That was what the Riz said. The Mordechai argues. The Mordechai says, "Well, what does reading it afterwards help? You have to read it dafka beforehand." But this is the Gemara says that Lamaisa that you have to read it. The Shulchan Aruch it says that lechatchila you have to read it side beforehand and side afterwards, like it says in Taisus, Hayorogel re likreis kaidim nesino ulaachem nesino. You have to read the get once before you give it to the woman. Then after the woman got it, you take it back, you read it again. Why do you read it again? For the chashash that the Gemara is going to say now. Meisvei harizek gitech but it's lost. It's arkasin liyame loor el chaldaver avid b'chaz of abish tapasim u'shtar amanu b'gureshes v'loy kol heimenu la'isra. The amr tzrich lemikri. Well, if they read it, bas nikar yomi matzi amalachi. If they read it, stach pashit. You can't say it's a different shtar. I would have thought we should be chayshish that the get was switched, kamash bolan, that we don't say such chashashes. So why do we read again afterwards? Because lechatchila lechayshish for it, lechatchila lechayshish, maybe it was switched before it came to the Yad Isha. So b'meila, we reread, we take a look at it again and make sure it's the get after the sinus I get. Do you remember? Did they reread the get after they get the get? You guys were buying get. They took it afterwards and read it again. I think they opened it afterwards. I'm not sure. Tried to make arrangements for another. I tried to make arrangements for another get. I tried to make arrangements for people to see another get. So we'll go now. We'll have in mind to see if they read it again afterwards or not. But the Lashon Tosfos says you read it again. The Lashon HaRambam, and I think the Shulchan Aruch is Lashon HaRambam, that you read it before and after. And that's not back. You just call to Eshel of Aram, whatever you could be with Aram. Hu gavra dezorek lagita ledebisu. A man threw a get to his wife, Labede Dani. It was in a place where there were a lot of kelim around. Ishtakav bezuzta. Afterwards they found a bezuzta. Amar Abnachman bezuzta beidei dani lo shchicha. So therefore, with chayshish, that's what he threw. V'hani bili d'shtak echada, avo beis v'gimel, found two or three, medoha havoi, yonami havoi. If the mezuzahs had to come from somewhere, so v'kita, ebarach barav shaklua, we'll assume that what he threw was a get. Very strange whole set of circumstances, what we do. I just had a thought here. We had here a few cases where we're misupik, something's a get. So we had the case of Shmuel, Hashida, with May Milan. We had this case where you find the mezuzah and you don't know, was there a get? Nachbaram took it, there was a mezuzah. I would have thought we should go, if you ask me a shiloh about a get, was it a good get, wasn't it? I'll say, look, let's say the case of Shmuel, the May Milan. I go with Chazakis. Chazakis the May Kara was originally a good get. Chazaka de Hashta, the letters are not there. So what do we do? We have Chazaka de Beikara, Chazaka de Hashta. Normally we go by Chazaka de Beikara. We should say it didn't get erased yet. On the other hand, when we had the three things on the board, we said if there's a Tarti L'Reyesa, then the Tarti L'Reyesa is stronger. Here, you have a Chazaka, originally the letters were on the get. Let's say the case of May Mieland. Originally he wrote it with disappearing ink, and we know there was originally. We poured the Maya Dinara on it. We know originally it was May Mieland. We don't know when he gave it to her, what state it was in. I would think Chazaka de Beikara says there were letters. Chazaka, and against that, which says it's a good get. Against it, you have two Chazakas. Chazaka de Hashta, it's not there. Chazaka Eshes Ish. The second Chazaka was a Halacha Dika Chazaka de Beikara. So I would think you have to work with Chazakas. So what? It's a Suyel Shtanais. Chazak Suyel Shtanais again. So, I don't know why the Gemara here doesn't go with Chazakis. It goes with Rayas. Vice says the Gemara held these Rayas, are good Rayas. If you find a mezuzah, Vice says the mezuzahs were the same size as the Gittin, the piece of parchment. So you find a mezuzah, it's a Raya, it's enough of a Raya that it makes it into a double borer. That it wasn't a get. So it seems to the Gemara. Even if you found Beis V'Gimel, you mean. If you found Beis V'Gimel Mezuzahs, so we say, Eimarach Barim Shakluah, so it's a Suffiket. By one, it's a Suffiket, and by two, three, it's a Vadeget. So you have to say that, you can't give up the same. Okay. Hu Gavra Da'ala Beit Kedishta, Shakl Sefer Torah, Yavla L'Debisu. Interesting story. A man takes a Sefer Torah, he gives it to his wife, Amaloha Gitech. He says, this is your get. Very strange story. Amar Rav Yosef, Lamai Laichishla. Imashum May Milin, Ein May Milin, Agave May Milin. Right, so first of all, we have to understand this. Before we get into the other study, what does this mean? Imashum May Milin, what does it mean, May Milin? They checked it with this Maya Dinara. They didn't check with the Maya Dinara. What? They didn't have it, so they couldn't get it. What? Couldn't get it. All right, so Ramesha writes, the stomach means that a Sefer Torah, it's a Bezayin Sefer Torah, to pour Maya Dinara on the Sefer Torah to check, to make letters pop up. So the stomach Gemara means, in such a case, where you can't check with Maya Dinara, because there's no way to check. So I would think we should be chayshish for May Milan. So we say, no, ain't May Milan, like I'm May Milan. Since the Sefer Torah has worked out with Afatzin, so we said, ain't May Milan, like I'm May Milan. That's why. But I think otherwise we would be chayshish for it. I think otherwise we would be chayshish for it. So Rabbi Shah Agav writes here in the Haris the following. He says, the Sefer Torah has a cheskes kashrus. Every Sefer Torah has a Cheskes Kashrus. So why should I be Chayshish that there are other letters written here in the Sefer Torah with May Milan? Sefer Torah has more words. It has more words in it. Why should I be Chayshish there's something that will pass on Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah has extra words as possible. So Ramesha says, why should I be Chayshish for May Milan by Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah has a Cheskes Kashrus. So what do you say, Akiva? Maybe it means on the back of it. On the back of it, it wouldn't pass the Sefer Torah. What? If I say May Milan, Agave May Milan, yeah, but we have to say that if May Milan, Agave Milan, I'm asking that even if May Milan is good, for cremation, it's still the Sefer Torah should go by Cheskes Kashrus. Rabbi Yosef is coming to tell us a chiddush. What do you mean the Sefer Torah should be possible? So it's interesting. Rabbi Yosef writes in the Haris that people think letters which disappear don't pass the Sefer Torah, and therefore the chashash is that maybe they wrote it anyway. With something that disappears, what are they worried about? Because they think a letter which you can't see doesn't pass the Sefer Torah. So Memela, the Chazaka doesn't tell us that it's not there. It's Rav Moshe's Lashon. It's very interesting because I didn't look it up, but somewhere in the Gris Moshe there's a tshuva. If you can put an ID mark on a Sefer Torah with an ink that you could only read with infrared light. If you could write at the end of the Sefer Torah, the beginning, or in the back, you write words in an ink that you can't see. You can only see with infrared light. That's the only way to see the Isis on the Sefer Torah. And where I remember Rabbi Sha'asers, he says he can't add letters to a Sefer Torah, even, I think he says, even the back of the stump, because I remember he says it's awesome. And even if it's something which you can only see under certain conditions, it's still awesome. And that would fit with what he devs off of Pashtas here, that disappearing letters out of Sefer Torah, you can only see it with Ma'idanara. And Afal PK, Ramashan devs on it's awesome. He just says people think it's not awesome, so that's why we'll chayshish right here. Okay, at any rate, what? The empty cloth, certainly, he says it's awesome. The question is, what about the back? I think he means it right, the back is awesome. As you see by mezuzahs, there's certain things that halacha is to write on the back, so he somehow down it, if I recall correctly. Anyway, the Gemara gets back to this fellow with the Sefer Torah. Imishum Krisus, the Ispa. If you're going to say, because in the Sefer Torah, it says, the cost of law sefer krisus. Habiina the cost of law lishma baleka. We know that a get has to be written lishma. So a person takes a sefer Torah out of the Aron and he gives it to his wife as a get, even assuming it's his, it had to be his, right? Because the Naisha like. Afal pikein, it's going to be possible, wasn't it lishma? V'chi teva, maybe you're going to say. Lecha should be chayish dilma agdim v'yoyev loy zuza l'safra me'ikara. What does that mean? Dilma agdim v'yoyev loy zuza l'safra me'ikara. Maybe he did what? Types of words? Huh? He gave money to the cipher to write at Lishma. And he was writing the cipher to write. Huh? To write the words because of the Sefer Krisos, Lashem Gid. As you say. Why is he giving him money?
Same way you write every person, every Sefer
Torah. Yeah, the Sefer is sitting there writing the Sefer Torah anyhow. And you hire him to write the Sefer Torah.
I wrote it for him.
So you give him extra money.
Now he's writing for him. What's
it say? But it had to be his Sefer Torah anyway. If it's not his Sefer Torah, he can't use it as a get. The paper has to, the parchment has to be his. What? The what? So why is it going to say Agdim Yod Lei Zuzi
Basafra? When he gave him the money, he told him to have the money then, which he needed to get.
Originally. So what's left of the money? He has no real money. The second is right. Huh?
No. You're not giving me extra money to get him. The original money that he gave him, when he gave him the money, he told him
to get him. Rashi says, Yod Zuzi Basafra, Lichtoi Vaisi Parashol Hashem Gerish. Interesting. Is a get with extra words puzzle? Is a get puzzle with extra words? No, mzuyas is if it has something that's misleading or shkarim. What? What's the difference? If I write the get that the get was given on Monday, it was a sunny day, and it was the day that Yankees won the pennant. If you write the get, it doesn't pass the get. So you see from here that's not a psalm. It's good the story happened. You would never know it did. You see from this way, so, yeah. I mean, Bresha should have to be written L'Shem Gerishin also. Okay. The whole thing should have to be written according to that was Rav Shmuel's clear. If the what has to be written Lishma, only the things that are crucial to the get or everything. To build everything, the whole Sefer Torah has to be written. L'Shem Gerishin, it makes the old person laugh. I don't know. The whole Sefer Torah has to be written L'Shem Gerishin. Rashi says the famous look of Isaac Parashah L'Shem Gerishin. Stomach snicker that it's a separate parasha, it has nothing to do with it.
Is it a
parasha?
Is it a parasha?
It should be divrei Torah, it should be the sefer Torah. Alright, the truth, there's a. So this sugya, anytime you have such a strange story, there are probably a lot of things that you can learn out of it. But one of the places this is brought is by the Gedarim of Lishma. Main sugyas of Lishma are Masechta Zvachim, where karbonis require Lishma. The karbonis have to be shechted Lishma. And the first Mishnah Zvachim talks about the fact that a carbon kol hazvachim shenisru v'shalai Lishma, that's how the Masechta starts. So there, there's a briska clare, side Reb Chaim's clare, side of briska Rav, write about it, by Richus. Clare, in, let's say, a carbon, has to be shechted l'shma. You take a carbon, you have to shecht it a bunch of things, l'shem ayla, l'shem bailim, l'shem reich nichayach, you have to shecht it l'shma. If you shecht shalai l'shma, so certain carbonists have posel, and certain carbonists have a partial psul, there's certain psul of shalai l'shma. Their clare is the following clare. If you shecht the carbon, shalai l'shma, let's say you shecht the carbon oila l'shem chatas, that's shalai l'shma. Is the psul that it's shalai l'shma? Shalai l'shma is a psul. Or, no, shalai l'shma is not a psul. The psul is that it's missing l'shma. A carbon has to be done l'shma. If you do a shalai l'shma, it's possible. Why? Because it's missing the l'shma. There's no l'shma. You follow? When you do it, when you shech the carbon shalai l'shma, it's that there's something bad. Shalai l'shma is a bad thing. Well, no, shalai l'shma is not a bad thing. It's just that it has to be l'shma, and it's missing the l'shma. Let's say a person in his sleep, he would shech the carbon. He's sleepwalking and he shechts a carbon. Is that kosher? Do you shech shalai l'shma? No. Do you shech l'shma? No. Besides not l'shma, besides not shalai l'shma. If you learn shalai l'shma passels, so he didn't shech shalai l'shma. It's not so. If you learn you need l'shma, then it's possible. He's missing l'shma. This is the clair in the gedarim of l'shma and shalai l'shma. Is pshat that shalai l'shma is a psul? Or is pshat, no, you need a l'shma. If you don't have a l'shma, it's possible. So if you take an oil, you shakhtel shem chatas, it's missing the l'shma of oil. Lay l'shma means that you shakhtel it for something else. The way that Mishnah says, it's missing l'shma and it's shakhtel for something else. Which of the two is the thing that passes? The fact that it's missing the right l'shma, or the fact that there was no l'shma, was the psul because it was done shalai l'shma. That's a psul. What? Right. Either way, it's going to be possible. We're going to have enough convenience, obviously. When we start talking about this, we'll come up with enough convenience, and we'll see. Enough convenience. The first one, Reb Chaim holds stark that shalai l'shma is a psul by karbonis. It's a shem psul by karbonis. And in other words, that the psul is that it's shalai l'shma. Not that it's missing a l'shma. But that shalai l'shma is a dabar ha-paisul by karbonis. First of all, Reb Chaim himself says that he shech the karbon stoma, it's kasha. A person would shech the karbon with a blank mind, stoma, It would be kosher, which is kamada beferish gemara Reb Chaim brings, which means that you don't need l'shma. The word is it's not allowed to be shalai l'shma. If you're missing l'shma, it's a good carbon. It's just that it can't be shalai l'shma. Stama is also good. Zachter Chaim, that's true by kodshim, by karbanis, by all dine karbanis. There's a psul shalai l'shma. There are other places that need l'shma. L'mashal tzitzis. Reb Chaim brings tzitzis have to be l'shma. Sai the cooking of the tcheles has to be l'shma. Sai the dyeing of the wool has to be l'shma. The question of the tfiya needs to be l'shma. The putting on of the tzitzis needs l'shma. Tzitzis have to be made l'shma. There, Zot Reb Chaim, it's not a psul of shalai l'shma. There it's a mitzvah that has to be done l'shma. By tzitzis, by sefer Torah has to be written l'shma. Other l'shmas require a l'shma. Karbanis is a psul of shaloi lishma. Whatever the makar is by karbanis, but this is Reb Chaim's hagdara. L'may nafkanina. Taisvis Ibn Achis clears a shaila. If somebody cooks tcheilas and he's cooking it, what's he going to do with the tcheilas? He's going to use it for tzitzis. But at the same time, he's planning to take out a spoonful of the tcheilas to taste it, to see if it has the right mixture. Now, obviously, he's not cooking it to feed people, but an expert dyer could tell by tasting if it has the right part of all the different ingredients. Tcheilas has a number of ingredients. So he's cooking this tcheilas, sai l'shem mitzvah, and sai l'shem nisayin, sai to test, to be tayin, to see if it's good or not. So the question is, if you have the two kavanas together, is that kosher? A mixture of the shema v'shalai l'shema, meaning some of it you're going to use for a mitzvah, some of it you're not going to use for a mitzvah, some you're going to take out and taste. Is that something which is kosher? So Taisa says that it's possible. A mixture of the Shema and Shalai L'Shema is possible. So Taisa is just like Hapai Karbanis. If you set the carbon, L'Shema v'Shalai L'Shema. If you set this one carbon, Taisa talks about a Menachis. If you take Menachis and you do a Kmitza, L'Shem Marcheshes and L'Shem Machvas. If you have in mind two different Menachis. We shech the carbon, l'shem oilo, l'shem chatas. It's possible. So the same thing by tzitzis, if you have a mixture of the two kavanis, it's also a psul. As I state in Taisa.
I shouldn't think say yes, prayer.
By the rice, this will not make one prayer. Right, right. Only by the rabbanis will make one prayer.
You don't say yes, prayer.
You say, no, only by the rabbanis will pass the prayer.
There's
a machlaikis. Rabbi Shia, the Sakhis Beyah holds that by the Rises, you say, Ain't Brayer, but there was the Ish Brayer, that's right. The Zotra Chaim, I don't know what Taisus is talking about. How could Taisus compare Karbonis to Tzitzis? How can you get Karbonis to Tzitzis? Karbonis, Shalai Lishma is a psal. So if Shalai Lishma is a psal, if you have a carbon, and you have in mind both Lishma and Shalai Lishma, it's a psul. Shalai Lishma passes, it's no good. So by a carbon, if you have Lishma and Shalai Lishma, you messed up. Why? It's a trachayim, l'shitasai. Shalai Lishma is a psul. So if you have in mind both, it ruins it. Masha'en came by tzitzis. By tzitzis, Shalai Lishma is not a psul. There's a din that tzitzis have to be made l'shma, l'shem mitzvah. So what's the problem? He's doing a l'shem mitzvah. Why should that be a problem? If he's doing a l'shem tzitzis, but he also wants to taste some of it. So why should that be a psul? Shalai l'shma doesn't pass by other things. L'shma, you need l'shma. So Reb Chaim Tain is that by tzitzis, a l'shma should be a davar akasha.
Maybe he has an effort
before l'shma. What?
Maybe he has an effort before l'shma.
So that's the question. The question is, if you have a mixture of lishma v'shalai lishma, is it something which is machshir? Is that enough of a lishma? Those, what you're saying is the shalai lishma is plagim in the lishma. It makes it ice lishma. So from this, Reb Chaim, Reb Elchanan, there's Mar Sameach, and there's a stipler in Zvachim Simen Beis, there's Nariches. They clear when you have a combination of Lishma and Shalai Lishma, do we say, no, if the Shalai Lishma doesn't ruin it, you just need a Lishma, does the Shalai Lishma, is that plagim in the Lishma, does that make it not be a full Lishma? That's their clear. And they bring two rayas from the Sechtes Gittin. As a matter of fact, the rayas go back to the Mabusha Yamtiv, which is the Taisis Yamtiv, goes back to the Rishayim. The stipler brings from Mabusha Yamtiv two rayas that a mixture of Lishma v'Shalai Lishma has a din of Lishma. And one raya is from our Gemara. What's the raya? That Shalai Lishma and Lishma together should be good. the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah has to be written L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. And a get has to be written L'Shem Hagerishim, L'Shma. So here you have the Farish in the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you write a Sefer Torah, it has to be L'Shma. But if Adim Yad Le'Zuzi L'Safra, if you tell the Sefer, that a Sefer is not making it a Pasul Sefer Torah. He's writing it L'Shem Sefer Torah and L'Shem Get. He wants it to be a Kasher Sefer Torah, you can read from it. And a Kasher Get that you could give to a woman. As a Beferish in Gemara, that you could write a Sefer Torah for two L'Shmas, for L'Shma of Sefer Torah, which is Shalei L'Shma L'Gabi Gidin. And for L'Shem Gidin, which is Shalei L'Shma L'Gabi Sefer Torah. And there's no problem, it's two L'Shmas, it's even more than the Tzitzis case. The Tzitzis case, you want it to be one L'Shma. The Tzitzis. Here, we have a Chiddush. You could do one Maisa, and it's a L'Shma for two things, and it's good. It's a Sefer Torah and a Get. We see that one L'Shma is not putting into the other L'Shma. Yeah, but the L'Shem Sefer Torah is a Shalei L'Shma L'Gabi. Here also, what's he doing? He's cooking tchelis. L'Shem tasting it, and L'Shem dying wool. Tzitzis. So the party taste is not going to use for a mitzvah. So he's that part of it is Shalei L'Shem mitzvah, but L'Shem something else. L'Shem tasting. And we see that it's, we see it's not a psul in L'Shma.
You say that the Torah had both L'Shma. It's not L'Shma of the death. It's L'Shma of the Torah.
Therefore,
right.
So the same thing that he said, that that's two L'Shmas, it's not a Shalei L'Shma.
It's not
green,
if I
said
Torah, you can have one thing with two L'Shmas, it's not a theory with each other. One, each thing can be the same L'Shma, but the case over there, by the case of carbon, you can't have one carbon being a little like
that. What you're saying is really, it's good. Let me just finish the Rayas, and you're right. But then, again, the Babusha Yantif brings this Rayas and this Sugya, that you can have two Kavanis, it's not a psul. Bushiyat of Yes is a kasha on Taisis. Taisis says by Tchelas that Tchelas is no good. He says, what do you mean? From our Gemara we see that it is good. And he asks the second raya from something we had on Daf Ches Amid Beis. We know that a shtar shechur of an Eved also needs to be Lishma. We heard the whole sugya there. If someone says, Atzmacha v'nechasai knu yalach, the same shtar, he's back to his nechasin and the Eved himself. Atzmacha v'nechasai knu yalach. So also, he says, when you're writing, you have two kabbalas. One for shtar kinyan and one for shtar shechur. Because in the same shtar, you're giving the Eved, you're back to him all your nechasin, plus you're being meshachar the Eved. So in the same shtar, you have kabbalas shtar kinyan. And Kavanah Shtar Shechur. And it's kosher, the same signature of the Edom on the bottom for both. The Edom are signing one signature to be a Shtar Shechur and Shtar Kinyan. So we see mixed Kavanah is good. You know, you have two mixed Kavanahs. So the two Rayas from Gittin that mixed Kavanah is good, they bring the third Raya. There's a interesting Mishnah in Menachis. Says that when they used to make the menachis, if it was Pesach time, so the matzah bakeries were making matzahs for menachis, right? So they would have kavanah, sometimes you have leftovers, right? The bakery would make matzahs for menachis, for kavanahs for menachis, and they would have leftovers. What do you do with the leftovers? So they had in mind, when they made the matzahs, that if it's leftovers, we'll use it l'shem matzis mitzvah, for the matzis mitzvah of Pesach. And if it's sold, it'll be used l'shem matzis taida, whatever carbon that they're bringing. So they would have both l'shmas in mind, and vayta, it's kosher. You can have both kavanas in mind. Doesn't pass the one kavana, doesn't pass the other. So these are three rayas that a kavana, two kavanas, one which is shalei l'shma for the other, is you can combine them. So these are three rayas that they bring. That again, the list was even karbanos. Same thing by the tchelas and taisis. Each piece of the liquid, I'm either going to taste or I'm going to put in wool. And FLP Keta says it's no good. So here I have a, what's the difference? I make a big dough, and I'm going to bake separate matzahs from it. It's the same thing. What? And so tchelas, I'll separate two. I think a spoonful, and I'll taste it. So these are the rayas that a mixture of l'shma shaloi l'shma don't pass it. What Shimshi's saying, really, it's, I guess what you were saying too, is in Arsameach. The Arsameach, the first Arsameach in Hilchus Gittin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, talks about this Indian of l'shma, a mixture of kavanas. And the Arsameach says a very nice Hagdara. He says, when you have two kavanis, if the two kavanis are soiser one the other, if they're a stira, if the kavan l'shma and the shalai l'shma are soiser each other, you have a mind l'shem chatas, l'shem ayla. It's a stira. It can be a chatas and an ayla. If the two kavanis are a stira, then one kavana is pagim in the other. You have two kavanis that are soiser the other. Shalai l'shma and l'shma, one is soiser the other. So rachinani. It's a psul, the way Tosfos says, and Taka Psul. However, when the two kavanas are not serious, it could be a shtar could be a shtar kinyan and a shtar shechur. That's a problem. Why can't it be both? It's not a contradiction. Or a sefer Torah could be a sefer Torah and it can be used as a get. It's a stira. You give it to the woman as a get, and now she can still use it as a sefer Torah. It's not a stira. The two kavanas are not soisa one to the other. He says, even by menachis, you could use matzahs for a mincha and eat it at the Seder. You bring a carbon pair of Pesach, and these are the menachis, and then eat it at the Seder also. It's not a stira. The two kavanas don't contradict one the other. Zaktar Sameach. The lishma is nifgam. The lishma is no good if you have a second kavana which is a stira. Then there's something wrong with the lishma. But if the two kavanas are sides to the other, they can go together fine. Then there's no psul. It's not pegam in the lishma. The lishma is a good lishma. And that answers Sefer Torah, answers the ches, and answers the kavanas. And Mamela, it's not a problem. In parentheses, he adds that by Sefer Torah, Bechlal, it's not a kasha like the Rambam. The Rambam holds Sefer Torah doesn't need Lishma. He has that parenthetically. That by Sefer Torah doesn't even need Lishma, it's Bechlal, not a problem. But his klal is a very nice klal. So how are we going to work it out now? In Kavanas Lishma, if you have a Kavanas, Tosis is right. Because it's a stira. The part that you're going to taste, you're never going to use for tzitzis. Because if you taste it, it's gone. You can't use it for tzitzis anymore. So if the two kavanas are a stira, their tzitzis holds that one kavana is like the other kavana, like the other kavana, it's no good. Where it's not a stira, there it is good. So Reb Chaim's klal is fine. Reb Chaim's klal is, by karbanis, shaloi l'shma is a psul, and that's true. Everywhere else, you need a l'shma. Needing a l'shma, now the question is my second kavana pagim the l'shma? Does it affect the l'shma? It depends. If it's a stira to the l'shma, it's pagim the l'shma, it ruins it. If it's not a stira to the l'shma, like in our sugyas, it's not a stira. So then you can have a kavana l'shma and shaloi l'shma mixed, and there's no psul, there's no problem. And that's why Sefer Torah, Hashem Sefer Torah, and L'Shem Get is kosher. This doesn't answer why he's giving him money. I don't know why he's giving him money. But Moshe Nehar has mentioned, Sitaka doesn't understand, what's Agdam Zuza? What does giving him money have anything to do with the Gemara? You don't have to give someone money, you should have Kavan L'Shem. So, I don't know why it says Agdam Yav Le'Zuza, but Akoponim, this clown is... The Arsameach's klal, the stipler at the end of his long arichos, brings the Tzechet Tzura Arsameach, and this is the Arsameach's klal. The Arsameach has a bigger arichos on this, which they get to sugya later, but basically, this is his thing. So somebody writes a get, he wants to use it for two wives. He has two wives, he writes a get, one get. I'm not pliny ben pliny, I'm a garish plinis bas pliny, and plinis bas pliny. Is that a good get? Could he use it twice? Use it for one wife? And then use it for the other wife? Assuming he gets it back, could he use it for the other wife? Huh? What? Gemara says not, so why not? So the Sameach says it's a stira. So why is it a stira? Huh? Why is it a stira? It was a stira. You can one wife again, the other wife again. What's a stira? Huh? So I'm doing the same two women, just like doing the same secretary. But he says, is the reason it's a stira, is since a get, you have to be makna the nayar to the woman also. So when the woman gets the get, it becomes her get, and the husband can't use it, by definition, it has to be his in order to give a get. And now it's going to have to become hers when I give a get. So it's going to have to become hers. So that's a stira. Kavan, I'm going to give it to Rachel and to Leah. What do you mean? If I give it to Rachel, I can't give it to Leah anymore. What? You could be mefakfek that what? That if it'll be... Even if not, you don't have to say, I'm not lasser. She could willingly give it back. The kavana is shalai l'shmak. The kavana is shalai l'shmak. So the kavana is to give it to her and to give it to her. The Gemara says, "Love alay love l'chavata." That's the Gemara says. So he's trying to explain this. The truth is, the Rambam doesn't bring love alay love l'chavata, and that's his kasha. He's answering that like the Rambam, it would be possible anyway. It'll be love alay love l'chavata because you need a kavana l'shva and it's a steer in the l'shva, so maybe you don't need a drasha. I explain the Gemara, so he explained. But okay, anyway, this is the Ar Sameach Klal. It's a davar mistaver. It's a very mistaverdik hagadara, and it's anyway the only teretz we have. We don't have any. Everybody else, Reb Chaim is nice, but he likes Sharon Taisus. So this is a hagadara that we have to make it good, to make Taisus good with all the sugyas. That by tchelas it's no good. The two kavanas are astira, and by sefer Torah, and by the other cases it's good because the two kavanas are not astira. So it's a davar mistaver tuva. In the Hagdara of Lashma Bishalai Lashma. There's nothing to do being a steer one to the other. Still say two things. Yeah, okay. Everyone agrees that Dafka Lashma by Gittin Sefer Torah, the Kler is only by Kachin, the Kachin is different. That's where the Briska Sarab Chaim is saying, the Briska Rav hold. That there, the Shalai L'shma is absurd. Right, there's one more chiddush from the Sefer Torah story, and that's the next line. Habi'inan, so if you are Habi'inan, Shmai v'shma Shem Ira v'shem Ira v'alaka. You needed a Sefer Torah, and a get, his name. Sefer Torah doesn't have his name. At least not in the part that forget. Doesn't say his name, doesn't say her name, doesn't say the city. For lack of. So of course it's no good. Of course it's no good. It's missing their names. So this Gemara tells us a chiddush that a get needs his name and her name in a get. Now you'll jump on me, you'll tell me, what? This is the Gemara? That you need his name and her name? Huh? Is there any, no other Gemara in Shas that says a get needs his name and her name? Huh? The Mishnah, there's no such Mishnah. The Mishnah says, oh, there are two Mishnahs, okay. The Mishnah that an Ayin Tes says, Shina Shmai Vishma is possible. If you write the wrong name, it's possible. But there's a machlokes rishonim. What does that mean? If you write the wrong name, it's possible. If you write the wrong name, okay, I understand it's possible. What happens if I don't write the wrong name, but I don't write the right name either? I leave out the name. If I leave out the name, is that something that passes in a get or not? Now, we would all assume that it does pass in a get. In fact, it's a machlokes rishonim. The shitas Mordechai, B'shem Rabbeinu Yael, in the beginning of the third parak, the Mardechai brings, I think it's the first Mardechai in the third parrot, that if you leave out the names, there's no psul in the get. Nothing wrong. Get doesn't have to say the name. The get could say just Hari Amu Gureshes, Ami Meni, and whatever Nusach is Ma'akiv in the get. But names are not a Dover Ma'akiv. That's the Pesach of Rabbeinu Yael. He says that that's all because we passed an Eide Mesira character. So the Eide Mesira have to know the name of the man and the name of the woman. They'll know it, Peshas Meisim. But you don't need a Chasima, you don't need any guest that should say their names. The Kasha that everyone asks under Rabbeinu Yael is, where's there a Gemara Masechet Gittin that says you need the names? Is this Gemara, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph? That from this Gemara that says that you need Shvay v'shva, Shemira v'shemira. From here it's a Raya that you need a get. So the truth is, what about, excuse me, Shina is a psul. It doesn't make sense. The kasha isn't Shina. The kasha is missing. If you use the Sefer Torah as a get, there's no wrong name there. It just doesn't have a name. What? Here? The question is our Gemara going that Eide Mesira Karati? The answer would be, let's see Tysis. If our Gemara is going like Remeyan, that there are no Eidim on the Sefer Torah. There are no Eidim, so we're going that there were Eidim Asira B'Shas Ma'isim. Oh, you're right. Let's see Taisus. Habina Shvay B'Shma. Taisus says, Afal Gav, the Mastisim Perak HaZayrik, Daf Pei, oh, I thought it was Daf Ayin Tess. The Shina Shmay U'Shma, Mukmina La Da'ayav Lad Ma'amzer, Kerem Meya. This is what Taisus says. Mashma, the L'Rabbanon, Loi hava b'shina shmai el psula de rabbanon. They have to have kapia. There are two things. Either you wrote the wrong name, or you wrote no name. If you write the wrong name, Taisa says, loi remeir, it's psul de raisa. Loi rabbanon, it's psul de rabbanon. Ubedinakat shina, v'loinakat loi kosvei klau, mashma. De beloi kosvei klau, kosher, afilum de rabbanon. Taisa says, medayik, that the Rabbanon would be machshir a get with no name at all, and it's kasha film with the Rabbanon. So Taisa is a kasha. Why do you need Shema and Shema over here? Now, which Ramei and Rabbanon are we talking about? So the way I've been leading you on, Ramei holds Eidim Sir Makati, and the Rabbanon holds Eidim Sir Makati, which is possible pshat. It's also possible he means Remeya, who holds Kol HaMishanim and Matbeya Shetov HaChachamim is possible. So, okay, good. But Taisa says, hold on. Da kochach like kosvu klal Remeya psul min ha-taira. Da bina chei muchich mitaycha shu megarish es ishtai. But like kosvu klal ain muchich. Taisa is saying that lay Remeya like kosvu klal is a psul day raisa in a get. And Remeya is a psul day raisa if you give a get without a name. It's not true that if you change the name, it's derais, and no name, it's nothing. But if you write no name, like Ramei, it's psul derais. What about Leit Rabbanan? Is Taisus changing his mind what he said before Leit Rabbanan? Taisus said that Leit Rabbanan, who we pass can like, if it has no name, it's kosher. Taisus in the Teretz doesn't say if he's changing his mind. You can learn Taisus that Agamar is going to Ramei, and the Ramei, it's psul. So there's a machlokes how to learn. The Masha learns Taisvis, and I believe the Beishmuel and Simkuf Chav Tes Sivkot and Hay the same way. That la halacha Taisvis holds you don't need Shmai b'Shma. Taisvis is saying our Gemara is going like Remeya, and the Remeya Shina Shmai is a psul, and Diluk Shmai is a psul. But la halacha you don't need Shmai b'Shma. That's why it follows from the Masha and the Beishmuel. The Beis Yosef disagreed. Beis Yosef learns Pshat and Taisus. Taisus said that whatever is like Remeya Deraisa is like the Rabbanan, Upsul de Rabbanan. Beis Yosef learns that Tosfos is saying in the Teretz that Leira Meya, no name is a Psul Deraisa. Memeil like the Rabbanon, no name is a Psul Rabbanon. And Agamor is good even like the Rabbanon, so the Psul Rabbanon. So there are two ways to learn Tosfos. Either in the Maskana, Tosfos holds that Asug is Remeir, and the Rabbanon is Taka Kasha without a name, or like the Beis Yosef, that it's a Psul Rabbanon. Either way, this Tosfos holds that in a Torah you don't need Shemais, like the Rabbanon, you don't need names in a get, which is certainly a Chiddush. Especially the Gemara seems to say that you do. Gemara ends with Yosef my Kamash Malon Shemei Milan Agabe Mei Milan. But right, from the Sefer Torah story, these are two things that we learn out: the combination of Lishma v'Shalay Lishma is Kasher, and that without Shemais. Right, Machlokes is by Shalom from here that you need Shemais of the issue of the Shem of the day. Okay, tomorrow I hope to go weiter to the next thing.